Thank you for joining us for this morning for our updates on British American Tobacco. My name is Ross von Koller. I cover the consumer staples, both locally and offshore. And yeah, today we're covering BATS. Yeah, just to give you a brief summary of the industry and the company itself. Obviously, for the last couple of years, we have seen a decline in cigarette volumes. It's a growing trend. It's probably been a perpetual decline. There are less and less smokers every year, especially as the younger age groups seem to be switching to vaping. Which brings me to the other point of BATS's problems with illicit vaping. It's not only BATS, it's Philip Morris as well, but they estimate that 60% of all vape sales are illicit. So that does eat into their market share a little bit, and hopefully the regulators can get on top of that. But if we just run through their results are coming out in the next 2 weeks for the first half of 2024. We have had the end of 2023. And at the beginning of the year, they touched that they were going to sell down some of their stake in ITC, which happened at in the middle of March. And then at the end of the year, they saw a share price decline of about 10%. And one day following the announcement that they were impairing their acquisition of Reynolds American, which they purchased in 2017 for about $50 billion US dollars. So they impaired that by half. They're going to amortize that over the next 30 years to sort of tie in with the trend of cigarette decline. They see that business is no longer valued at what they purchased it at. We do have a upside of about 25%. BATS has been trading in quite a low range for a while now, looking very, very cheap. It has looked cheap for a while, sitting at a forward PE of about 6.5 times. So we do see some possible re-rating would bring a bit of upside to the share price, and that's on top of the 10% dividend yield. Previously, when I did this presentation, towards the end of last year, I highlighted a couple of easy wins that I thought the company could go forward with. It's obviously 6 months later, so I'll just touch on those quickly. One of those being a change of listing. They're currently listed on the London Stock Exchange. A switch to the New York Stock Exchange would get them inclusion in the S&P 500. Obviously a lot more liquid markets and a lot of passive funds would flow into the stock. They have said that they're not going to do that, so we can scratch that one off. Another thing I highlighted was the partial sale of the RTC stake. They had a 29% stake in RTC, and they've reduced that to about 25.5%. So that brought in $2 to $3 billion, and that still gives them voting control with 25.5%. And then the last thing was share buybacks, which they paused last year to reduce their debt. And they've since resumed that. So that's going on basically every single day. They just buying small blocks on the market. There's estimated to be about £700 million this year, with another £900 million next year. And I don't think they'll stop there. I think they'll keep buying back shares while they trade at these low share prices.